This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with more news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Now, the next meeting of the North East Radio Club will be our tech night on Friday, the 25th of June. And it'll be a continuation of the meeting earlier this month, where you can bring along your projects that you worked on then and finish their construction. And so that'll be at the Modbury West Community Hall. Get there at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. And don't forget, the normal COVID rules apply. So that's Friday, the 25th of June, for the Tech Night. And of course, next month, July, has got five Fridays in it. And of course that means that we'll be having a fifth Friday lunch. And this one's going to be a special event. Yes, it's going to be Christmas in July. So stay tuned for more news about this event in coming programs. And don't forget our usual nets, of course. We've got the Coffee Corona Club net every Wednesday is at 9 a.m. on 146850, the Houghton repeater. And our extremely competent barista, Phil, VK5SRP, runs this net. So come along and have a chat. And after that net, of course, you can go to the Real Coffee Club, which is in the Tea Tree Gully Library. And that's always very enjoyable. So don't forget those two activities every Wednesday. And of course on Fridays at 5 p.m. we have the F Troop net, and Tony VK5FBIC runs this, and it's always enjoyable. Have a bit of a chat with people, and quite a good way to end up the week at 5 p.m. on the link repeater system for the F Troop net. Well, that's your lot for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Col, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. Last Sunday dawned sunny and bright and gave hope to our planned barbecue and spice swap and sell being a success, and successful it turned out to be. Planned as a social day in lieu of our postponed Sunday annual convention day, approximately 30 club members and others came along and experienced a very pleasant afternoon of chatter and hard bargaining for the five or six tables and ute loads of pre-loved goodies. The club provided free snags and burgers with plenty of dead horse, onions and bread. Tim VK5AV and Tony VK5ATJ were our chefs for the day, and a very big thank you goes to them for the excellent effort that they put in. All present enjoyed their offerings, and the social atmosphere was a bit special. A number of Narracourt Club members attended, as did Barry VK5CB and Mark VK5AVQ, and some other not-so-familiar faces that I'm sorry to say I did not meet or note the names of. My apologies for that omission. A handful of our Victorian friends had planned on coming along, but in the end I think it proved to be just a bit too hard with the cross-border requirements. Oh well, as always, next year. We are planning on holding more of these social barbecue type events, as they are a great way of uniting the group and just enjoying the company and the setting, along with, hopefully, the weather if we plan things well. Our club's annual general meeting is starting to loom large at this point, and we will soon be seeking volunteers to come forward to fill the required position to keep the club moving forward. This year it will be held on Friday the 20th of August. It would be good if some new blood steps up and offers to fill a few positions to keep the club focused and relevant. If the same people stay in office for too long, we run the risk of getting a bit stale and perhaps not performing as well as we could. That brings us up to date for this week. As always, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And I say, 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5SRP, with the latest news from AHARS. Thanks to Jeff, we've found a new venue for our general meeting, and a big thank you to Jeff, Christine and Barry for visiting the site last Thursday before our general meeting to look it over and take some photos to show at that night's club meeting. The response from all present was favourable, and I have now started the process of booking the Anjoli Hall at Crafers, behind the Church of the Epiphany at Crafers. The venue is easy to access. Take the freeway to the Crafers exit. At the roundabout in Crafers, turn off towards the Mount Lofty summit, then immediately turn left into Epiphany Place. Follow road a short distance to the church driveway on the right. The Anjoli Hall is behind the church. A big thank you to Brian, VK5VI, for his presentation on the Southeast Radio Group's linked repeater network in the south of our state at the last Thursday general meeting. This net is soon to be extended into Victoria. At the July the 15th general meeting, we will have a talk by Dean, VK5LB, introducing us to his latest toy, a Hack RF rig. On August the 19th, we have four of the fellows from ARAG who took part in the A35JT Tonga expedition, telling us a great story. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 25th of June. These lunches are booked for noon at the RSL Blackwood. If you wish to attend the lunch, you should book with the RSL on 8278 6253 or via email at rslbwwod@bigpond.com. This makes catering easier for them. The AHARS shirts are ready and Pat has delivered some of them at the coffee morning and at the recent general meeting. If you cannot collect them at the meeting place, please email Pat to make other arrangements. patstore@adam.com.au. That's patstore@adam.com.au. The latest AHARS calendar is on the web, and it is version 4. This can be accessed by clicking on the Upcoming Events tab at the opening page, and then under the big PDF logo, you will find a PDF file called AHARS Calendar _2021 and a version number. Click on this file and this is the calendar. The Ironstone range site has been down off and on due to insufficient battery power. We have been given some big batteries to replace the old and tired ones that are there. With these and some additional equipment that's been organised, we should have plenty of power to keep the site up and running. Keep an eye on your emails and your ear on the Sunday broadcast to find out what AHARS is planning for 2021. My email address for this month is still philstore@adam.com.au. That's philstore@adam.com.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.